Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now you're welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oller, after a kind of exciting night of sport yesterday. We'll talk about that surely later on in the main programme, Breakfast Business. Also coming up later on, we'll be talking about the markets. But before we do any of that, we're talking about the healthcare sector, but particularly people who have health insurance plans or occupational health insurance plans. These are getting hammered by an almost 20% increase in some of these plans, hitting employers and really asking the question, can they continue to foot these plans? Joining me now is Dermot Good, who's head of the healthcare division with Lockton Insurance Brokers, previously known as Total Health Cover. Good morning to you, Dermot.
Good morning, Emmett.
Now, as we know, not everyone has one of these plans, but lots of people in the economy do. These are what we call employer-sponsored schemes. We expect a certain amount of healthcare inflation, of course. We've kind of become used to it, but 20% increases in the last year alone are putting these plans under huge pressure. Can you just outline how employers and companies are dealing with these increases and what their options might be?
Yeah, and I think the first thing to say, Emmett, is that the real issue here is many employers aren't even aware that this is coming their way, because what's happening is they're seeing the press releases from the insurance companies where they say the average increase might be 5%. What they don't realise is the actual impact on their plan could be double that, so that could be up to 10%. And then the second thing that they're all missing is that they hear about the latest increases. So Irish Life just went up in July and VHI and Laya before them in March and April. But what they're forgetting is those same insurance companies also went up last October and Irish Life back in January. So there's two increases coming their way. So when you combine all of that and you look at the cumulative impact, most employers, particularly small to medium-sized employers who maybe don't have time to look at this benefit, they're facing increases of, if they're lucky, 15%, but our analysis shows most are up to 20%. And most of these companies at best have budgeted for 8 to 10%. So they have a significant funding issue. And then I suppose when you thought it couldn't get any more complicated, now VHI are reducing the benefits on many of their corporate plans. So even for those employers who might decide, you know what, we'll absorb this and we'll just roll it over, that won't be possible, because they're going to have to tell their employees that they're going to pay 15% more for potentially lower cover. And also VHI in particular are retiring some of their older plans. So some employers now will find that the very plans they've been paying for years are no longer available. So you could really call this, there's a perfect storm coming towards these employer schemes. Sure. And as I say, they're not even aware it's coming their way.
Sure. Can you just remind us again how these plans typically are funded between the employer, the employee, the insurer? Who's paying what, so we get an idea of just the composition of it?
Yeah, there's quite a mix, and it's very sector specific. But in certain sectors such as financial services, pharmaceutical, tech, you will find that the employer is funding the full cost for the employee, usually up to a specific plan. In some cases, they might give them a specific allowance. But then you will see some schemes are even more generous. They will pay for the employee and their families, so spouse, partner, and dependents as well. So some of the schemes out there are very generous. There's over 500,000 people, so roughly a quarter of all of those with private health insurance, 20 to 25%, are getting their cover paid for through their employer. But bear in mind, Emma, they are paying quite significant benefit in kind on this. In fact, we're now seeing a new trend where employees are going to the employers and basically saying, well, thank you for paying that level of cover. It's too expensive. The benefit in kind I can't afford. I want to opt for a lower plan. So there's a wake up call here, particularly to small to medium sized employers, that they really have to get ahead of this. And there's numerous tactics that I can go through where they can potentially avoid these increases, but they can also, and sometimes from the same actually insurance company, sometimes they can actually get better benefits from the same insurer, simply because new plans have been launched on the market over the past 5 years that they have completely missed because they've just auto-renewed their scheme.
Sure.
Each year.
So a bit of shopping around advice there. Could they also just simply say to the employees, this has now become too big a cost heading, we either have to modify the plan, or we're out of this area completely, or all new employees from this particular date won't get this? I mean, is there a possible that they just may drop this as a perk that employees get?
It is definitely one of the options, probably the last resort, because the other issue facing employers now, Emmett, is that it's very much an employee's market. So employees now are basically getting healthcare paid for, where traditionally in sectors that you would never see them getting it paid for. And it reflects the fact that employers are struggling to keep important talent, but also to attract the right talent. And employees are looking for company paid healthcare. It is all the time. It is the number one employee benefit that they look for. Before an employer does that, though, Emmett, there are loads of things very quickly they can do. So if they're on the same plan for 5 years or more, the odds are there are new schemes with the same benefits available from the same insurance company. They just haven't asked for it. So once again, you should be looking to see, can you get a more up-to-date corporate plan? Lots of corporate schemes, they don't realize this, they are entitled to up to a 10% discount from the insurance company. But lots of times, if you don't ask for it or negotiate it, you don't get it. So when we audit schemes, loads of times we find they're not even getting the discount, or they might only be getting 2 or 3%. So sometimes even by getting them the full discount, instead of their increase being 15%, it might only be half of that.
Could I just come in there? Obviously, this is a very concentrated market. You've got VHI, Laya, one or two others. There's not huge amounts of players in it. Does that cause a problem? You can shop around, but you're not dazzled by the amount of different options out there.
Yeah, and this is like, I remember the days when there were only 15 plans. There's now 355 plans in the market across the three insurance companies. So you're right, you've Laya, you've VHI, you've Irish Life Health, but also, Emmett, you have a fourth player coming into the market now in quarter four this year. So that number of plans could very well hit 400 or higher. The good news for all employers is that there are plans to suit everybody, regardless of your budget, regardless of the profile of your workforce, regardless of what way you want to structure your benefit. Even for anybody thinking of setting up a scheme now, and every week there are new people setting up schemes because they have to, based on, trying to retain the right staff and so on. If you approach it properly, the whole idea is to make sure you have full control on these costs. So it doesn't matter what goes on in the market, that you control what you give for healthcare benefits. So you're not exposed to these variances of medical inflation. And right now we're expecting more increases later in the year. So if you put the right rules in place, if you bring your plans completely up to date, if you basically put in those cost containment controls, you can find that you can still provide excellent benefits to your workforce without being exposed to these levels of increase. I mean, we are finding now that a lot of employers, they're leaving it too late because they only get 1 month's notice from the insurance company, and now they've got a bill of 30,000 extra when they were only expecting maybe 10 to 12,000.
As you said, auto-enroll or auto-renew, definitely not an idea based on the picture you're painting. You should have a look at this, CFOs and the financial management team generally. Dermot Good, thank you very much. He's head of healthcare at Lockton Insurance Brokers, previously of Total Health Cover. Now,
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.